1975. This is an interview with Philip Malicote in his studio in Provincetown, Massachusetts, and it's a continuation of an interview we got in 1968. And I'd like to ask, you mentioned in passing in that interview a number of people who've been teachers or you've studied with or been colleagues. You talked about your first training in Indiana, and then particularly you talked about coming to Provincetown in the late 20s. And I'm wondering if you could characterize some of these people who were teachers or associates of yours at that time. You mentioned at the Hawthorne, the Charles Hawthorne class. Did you know Hawthorne himself, or could you talk a bit about him?
Well, yes, I was one of the monitors in the studio, the class studio, and also in the classes on the beach. Myself and Bruce McCain were monitors the summer last summer he taught.
And Bruce McCain was another person from Indiana, wasn't
he? That's right. Yeah. We both were from John Heron Art School there. And so we got to know Mr. Hawthorne very well in the sense of seeing him, and he always had open house. And filled the screens with paintings while he'd get the criticisms and so on and so forth all that summer. But he was pretty sick, and I think he kept pretty much to himself his last summer.
This is what, 1930,
and he died in October, so it was just a couple of months after the classes were over.
At that point, was he the big name, big reason people came down here, or were there several other?
Well, he was the biggest, I think, had the biggest reputation of anyone. There was also Ambrose Webster, that had a class, and George Elmer Brown. I think they were the principal people who had classes here at that time.
Was Hawthorne recommended to you when you came?
Well, Hawthorne used to go out on these trips in the spring. He'd go around to art schools here and there over the country and do demonstrations. And he came to the John Heron Art School in the spring and did a demonstration. And, of course, talked somewhat about his class, summer class. They were large classes. They were classes that, at one time, I think, went up to 125, 130 people, students. Most of them were young people.
Were they mostly pretty serious students?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There were a few of the elderly ladies in the class, but most of them were young people from art schools and places like that. Not a good gang. The summer I was here, I think there were about 60 or 70 students.
Would you say he was a man that, he made you a monitor, so he must have singled you out in some way, didn't he?
Well, I actually had been a monitor the year before when he wasn't here. And Harry Campbell took care of all that kind of business.
Was Campbell a somewhat older student of Hawthorne's?
No, it was just that he never was a painter at all. It was his sister that married Hawthorne, and was Hawthorne's wife. So he was in like that, just a family affair, you might say. Mm-hmm. But he was a very fine gent, and he ran the art store where everybody bought their paints. So he knew everything that was going on around in that respect. Mm-hmm. Plus he took care of all the enrollment and paid the models and so on, you know. Just general administrator of the school.
Now that work was mainly directly working from models or from the outdoors, wasn't it?
Well, most of it was, actually we had one or two models on the beach every day, in the morning and the afternoon, but they were young kids setting up in the sun, you know, or with their water to the sea or something like that. And then people could paint up in the class studio if they wanted to do still life or things of that nature. And then there was another studio there on the beach in case it rained. So
it was pretty carefully worked out setup, but
very, very much so, because they had an assistant instructor who came around twice a week. I think that was on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And Hawthorne gave a demonstration on Friday mornings. And Saturdays was the general criticism, where everybody brought their work in, it's put on a big, large screen. And